Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, January 30th, and you're listening to the Big Call. We have been reaching quite a few people around the world, and we were kind of somewhere in the neighborhood of about 200 countries, thanks to the satellite team, our SAT team, and hopefully we're still giving a good reach like that. But welcome wherever you are listening from. You know, welcome to the Big Call. We're going to have a great time tonight. I'm in a good mood and excited about where we are, believe it or not. I'm excited. And so let's go ahead, pray the call in, and then I can't wait to hear what Sue has created in the way of a teaching for us tonight. So let's go ahead and pray the call in. Here we go. Lord God, thank you. We're grateful for who we are and where we are and when we are. We thank you that you've provided so beautifully for us over many years. You've kept us safe, kept us provided for, kept us healthy, kept us informed on what is happening and what's really going on. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives right now. Thank you for where we're going in the future together as Big Call Universe in terms of our projects and everything that is planned for us. We thank you that we have information that is timely and that is valuable tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I'm excited to hear what you've created for us in the way of a teaching tonight.
And I'm excited to share it with you. And I want to make a special, I want to do something special tonight. I want to dedicate this to a very special couple, but the gentleman, Mr. K, celebrated his birthday. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
I want to dedicate this to love and going higher. And I want to dedicate this to the pod for their great love and to the entire community. So here we go. But this is especially for our birthday boy. Love is the only emotion that expands intelligence. In the adventurous journey we'll be taking ahead, let us recognize that love will be the bedrock upon which we build our intentions, a foundation for reshaping both our personal world and the intricate systems that define our collective existence. As we delve into the teachings inspired by Dr. Humberto Maturana, a Chilean systems thinker, biologist, and philosopher, and connect them with the love of Christ, our purpose becomes clear: to reorganize and unify the systems around us with unparalleled love and intention. And Dr. Maturana said, love is the only emotion that expands intelligence. Just think about that for a second. Love is the only emotion that expands intelligence. Personal relationships. Embarking on this profound exploration, we begin with personal relationships, the cornerstone of the new world we aspire to create. Rooted in the teachings of Christ, our guide in love, we heed his words. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. John 13:34. Reflect on the past week. How have you expressed your love and gratitude? Was it an offering of kindness and beauty, deepening connections? Recognize that your capacity to love and heal is pivotal for the reorganization of the earthly system. Blessing others. Expanding our focus, consider the profound impact of blessing others through your commitment to offering something valuable, be it love, time, or your attention. Echoing the words of Jesus, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Reflect on the loving frequency and capacity experienced during these moments. Intending a loving space in your connections becomes a powerful force for personal and global healing. Transformation and new beginnings. Envision possessing a new skill that liberates you from old ways and negative energy, allowing you to step into an unknown version of yourself, one that embodies love and the teachings of Christ. Jesus guides us saying, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Embrace this transformative power, becoming the new, loving you, a crucial step in the grand scheme of reorganizing systems. And this is something that came in for me today. It just came in. Standing at the junction of the old and the new, I held in my being what I knew to be true. I'll say it one more time for all of us. Standing at the junction of the old and the new, we held in our beings what we knew to be true. Embrace this teaching to bring the greatest love to the planet, to yourself, and to those you cherish. As we navigate the intricate web of connections, let love be the guiding force, expanding intelligence and fostering new systems all around us. Finally, as many listen to this call, understand the pivotal role in the reorganization of all the systems of this planet and our world in the love of Christ. Let us collectively put our hands on our hearts, committing to more love. And I would say committing to more gentleness and kindness. Make it your intention to grow and become more love in all that you do. In this commitment, let love be the transformative force that shapes your interactions, your thoughts, and your presence. May this intentional focus on love contribute to personal growth, healing, and the elevation of our collective consciousness. Unify and prioritize love like Christ, like never before. For in doing so, we become vessels of positive change and healing for the world. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue, I think that was a wonderful teaching. You did a really good job bringing those concepts together, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was, I love, you know, the expression that you had. Two things. First one, I like the concept of, you know, that we're at a new, we're at a junction point. Mm. We're at a crossroads.
Standing at
we're at a junction.
It's original, standing at the junction of the old and the new.
Yeah,
I held my being what I knew to be true.
True, that's right. And what's cool about that is we are at a junction point of the old and the new. We're about to step into the new, and I'll get into that in the intel segment, but we're about to reach into our new future. We're about to step into it. And now we have a choice. We can say, okay, we're going to embrace the new and everything that comes with our new life, our new blessing. We're going to embrace it. But what will we be willing to let go from our past? Can we release the things that no longer serve us? Can we release guilt, shame, bad experiences, things that we might have done or have had people have done to us? Can we release those because they no longer serve us? Can we move forward with compassion, with forgiveness, with love? The answer is yes. Can we choose that path? We should choose it, because not only will it serve us, but it will serve others around us. And maybe we even let certain people of our past go. Maybe we move on to a new future with new companions, new friends, new acquaintances. You know, it's going to be Sue and I've talked about this a lot together, about what we're looking at in our future. And Sue, tell me what the other phrase that you came up with was. Say that one again, if you can bring that back.
The
up.
One from Dr. Maturana, love is the only emotion that expands
that
intelligence.
This is, well, that's a good one. That's a very good one. I thought there was one other that you came up with, you thought, while you were out on your walk.
Standing at the junction.
That was the one.
Old,
okay.
At the old and the new, I held in my being what I knew to be true.
Which was true. Yeah, exactly. That was the one. Yeah.
I knew.
Okay.
I knew to be true. Yeah.
I knew to be true. Yeah. Well, like I said, I think with what we're looking forward to receiving, with what we're looking forward to being engaged with and doing, it's, you know, we can slow our pace down a little bit. We can eliminate the chaos in our life that didn't serve us, that doesn't serve us now, and we can move forward with clarity of purpose, clarity of what it is God really has for us in an abundant life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That meant now in this earth. It didn't mean, something future in the heavenlies. It meant here, now. And so if you're not living an abundant life now, and you should be enjoying it. You know, I know a lot of us are kind of in a situation where we're not really enjoying life and maybe doing that well with everything that's going on around us. There's a lot of chaos in the world today, more maybe than we've ever had. I don't know. But now is the time for us to move forward, push on, but do it at our own pace. I think it's funny because we have the feeling, and a lot of believers fall into this trap, Sue and Bob, that if we're not busy doing something, we're not serving God properly. It's not about being busy. It's not about all of that. It's about being clear as to what your purpose is. Have you been chosen on this earth with a purpose? Each one of us has certain gifts and talents that God has given us that we're to pursue, that we're to stand in and move into. And I love the fact that, you know, where I think I know where my gifts and talents are, I think Sue knows very clearly where hers are. Bob definitely knows where his are. I hope we can all identify that and realize that now is a going to be a great opportunity for us to have the time freedom that maybe we haven't had in the past, the financial freedom that maybe we haven't had in the past, and the idea that we can do basically whatever we need to do moving forward to get our projects initiated. Maybe we want to stay with our projects for a few hundred years. Maybe we want to just kick them off. But I know that we'll be happiest if we're doing something positive for the world, not just for us, but for humanity. I know we'll be happiest. You know, it's more, it's definitely more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I think we all sort of found that out maybe when we were in our 20s or 30s and said, you know, here's Christmas. I feel better when I'm giving somebody something more so than I do opening presents for myself. Somewhere in that timeline, 30s, 40s, whatever it is, you realize it's kind of more fun to give than it is to receive. We're more blessed anyway. And we're going to have the opportunity to essentially make that Christmas time happen for everybody that we come in contact with if we feel they're worthy of giving. And most people are. Be careful how you give. Don't do it. You know, try to give so your right hand doesn't know what your left hand is doing. Try to give in secret. And I think the smartest thing we can do if we're going to make financial gifts is to do it through our attorneys, through somebody where they can't trace it back to you or doesn't come back to you personally, but rather it comes back, you know, anonymously, or they won't really know how that gift was made or who made it. I think that's the best way that we can stay on the down low. And that just reminded me of something to bring up in the intel section. But that's what I got from that teaching so far, Sue. I hope I didn't run too far askew, but that's what I was being led to share with you guys.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. Bob, what do you think about this teaching, and what did it say to you?
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, welcome. Thank you again. It's really, really great. And Bruce, you didn't go too long. I was listening to all you were saying and relating it back to what Sue said and just helped to extend the feeling of basking in another really great teaching. So,
thank you, Bob.
It's like now I have to change my state from just like being in
the, I know it's true.
Receiving
yeah.
mode
for the chill like state.
I've been in the receiving mode. And so,
yep, that's right.
But anyway,
now you
got to
get dynamic.
Yeah, I got to switch my state. But I really like all that you both had to say, and especially about helping to heal and bless others. And you know, there is a new life coming that with major changes that are going to bring in a great, great new energy for the world. And you know, this new life is for all of us. It's for all of us who are anticipating it, helping create it, and it's for those who also will join us. And many, many people will be waking up, and they'll be learning new things as certain things are revealed. And it's our love that will help everybody, because Sue, as you were saying, love is what increases intelligence. And so if we can project love out to all of the people around us, including those who are just starting to realize, then everyone gets lifted simultaneously. And so this love will increase the global intelligence for all. And for some of us, it's going to be like a jubilee, and others, you know, are going to be shocked. But for those of us, you know, who are dancing in the street, we can beckon and say to the others that are in shock, listen, this is real. Come join us. This is this is God's new earth. It's his new blessing. And the black energy of obscuration has been lifted. And it's like, look, here we are. Come and rejoice with us, because we're all now free.
Good,
that's
Bob.
Beautiful, Bob.
Well said, Bob. Thank you. Yep. So, Sue, you created this teaching. I love that it speaks about love and all the other things that we heard. So, can you lightly expand on what you liked about it and what motivated you to create this teaching?
Well, you know, I got a little ignited by what Bob just said. He used the word beckon. He talked about dancing in the street. The biologist, Dr. Mathurana, he developed this science. It's a system science called autopoiesis. And it's really about how love organizes systems. And when Bob was saying dancing in the streets and et cetera, I realized that for a lot of this world and for a lot of people, if they've been part of these old systems, unfortunately, they've taken in a lack of joy. And I think it's going to be a very beautiful, that was a very powerful thing you said, Bob, because I'm learning that a lot of people, because they've been part of the old systems, they don't have that natively. And what I think will be important is for us to be the intelligence of love, to be the intelligence of joy, to be the intelligence of, wow, this has been, you know, like new for me, but I'm loving it and I'm enjoy with it. And I think that's going to be very important for everyone on this call to, number one, just like you said, Bruce, it's going to be, and this is what we do in our classes in the pod, you've got to find what gives you joy. You've got to find the way you move through your projects in a way that gives you joy. Now, why is that so important? Because joy is going to stabilize people, and I'm going to go into this in my segment. Joy and centeredness, but joy and centeredness and meaning are going to stabilize people in the positive energy as things start to change. And I think if you're not, that's why I talked about it in the teaching, if you're not loving what you're doing and serving other people, if you don't have practices that, you know, bring you joy, like getting out in nature or dancing or whatever, now is the time to realize, sure, you're going to be setting things up, but make sure you're dedicated to praising God and being in your joy. Because when you're in your joy, then you can join with other people in their joy, and the whole energy of the planet will start to sing and rejoice, like you said, Bob. And that's going to be really, really, really important. Because if we enjoy the fear, the change, nothing can touch you. But if you're one person in joy and then the other person isn't in joy, that's kind of tough. So I wrote this teaching because I've been so, I had some contrasting experiences, and it helped me to focus my joy, and it reminded me of the birthday boy that I dedicated it to, and this couple.
Okay.
And they are just always in joy. They're always in discovery. They sound like joy. They talk like joy. They're just joy. And I really, really wanted to celebrate them because they're a model of living in health and joy. And I guess that's really, just remember that love is the only emotion that expands intelligence. Love and joy, I would say. So those are my comments, Bruce.
Good. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, and happy birthday to Kay of K and J. Yep.
K and J.
Yep, KJ, K and J. I wonder if today might be a milestone birthday, so to speak.
It was.
I don't know.
I heard a big birthday. I thought it was for Jay, but it turns out to be for K. And they received the code. I'm reading an email from them. They received the code.
Uh-oh.
Several people are receiving code. So, yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, thank you, Sue, for putting that together. That was really fun. Bob, thank you for your comments as well. And, it was very appropriate for where we are, at this junction in our lives.
You like that junction quote?
I like junction. I like crossroads. I like both. Yep.
We stood at the
junction.
We stood at the junction of the old and the new, holding in our being what we knew to be true.
True. Yep. That's good, Sue. Really good. And, all right, as we move from our teaching, we're going to take our teaching into the call, I'm sure, Sue. But as we move further along, we can stay in joy as we prepare to hear what we would have in the way of praise reports. And I'll bet this would include...
Okay, that's it. As we go to the teaching and we prepare to hear, we lean in close with our very fear.
It's like a rhyming book. Yeah, so it's not too fear.
With a very clear ear.
With an attentive ear.
That's good. And this is praise times three.
Yay, Pastor Scott, yay.
I know. So funny. Tonight's praise goes to God for our leaders, Bruce, Bob, and Sue. Oh, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I never read these beforehand. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, I know. It's a surprise to you, too. Yeah.
They've dedicated so much time, effort, and passion to this call and to Big Call Universe. Bruce, you've kept us in the game with your encouragement, passion, vision, and Christ's love. Sue, you've developed us into the leaders we need to be for the future. Your love for people is clearly exceptional. We've been ruined for the ordinary. Bob, you have gotten us healthier. Boomer changes life. That's good. You three Christ followers are so dear to millions of people across the globe. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. And we could say the same about you, Pastor Scott. You have opened our eyes to the resilience and the majesty and the mighty power of overcoming and of the most beautiful heart, so filled with perfect love that you don't let anything get to you. You are a mighty example of a person that knows that there is no circumstance. There's only Christ's love, and that you're going to demonstrate it. Isn't that true, Pastor Scott? Yep.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah, yep, he does. He exhibits that. He exudes, that patience, that love, that movement.
Resilience.
Resilience, right, Bob? Into healing, total healing, because that's what we've all prayed for and believed for Pastor Scott. To get all of his faculties 100% restored in Jesus' name.
And so, thank you, Pastor Scott. National Escape Day. Get going or do nothing. Whatever you feel helps you enjoy life in the moment. Get going or do nothing. That's pretty fun. Cool. National Plan for Vacation Day. Get ready to plan for new adventures. Get ready
Sounds
to plan to for new adventures. This National Plan for Vacation Day. God, should see the sign outside my door. We will be leaving soon.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. 131:24. Inspire your heart with art day. Appreciate how this creative form of expression affects your daily life and heart. Psalm 106:1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Ways to worship God daily. Start your day with God. Pray intentionally. Write down things you are thankful for. Notice your complaints and turn them into praise. Enjoy God's creation. I'm going to say that again. Notice your complaints and turn them into praise. Enjoy God's creation. Love others. Love yourself. God is always present. Whether you sense it or not, sometimes we don't feel God's presence, but that's because we're moved away. God hasn't moved away from us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being there for us 24/7. For the Big Call family, all the listeners and leaders on the Big Call, for the blessing that should come to fruition, hopefully very soon, for the 800 numbers that we should be receiving soon, hopefully this month, for the med beds that will be available to us, for the R&R, thankful that we are all staying together until the 800 number comes out, hopefully very soon this month. May everyone be blessed, be thankful and kind, with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was good and very appropriate. And I did pick up on those cues, and we'll deal with those in the Intel segment. Thank you. Sue, any other praise reports, or is that it?
That is it. That is it.
Okay.
I think that's a
Thank
pretty nice
much.
Collection.
It is. It is a very nice collection. From Pastor Scott and Jeannie. Sue, let's talk a little bit about what it is you have prepared and what direction you're going to take us in tonight.
I'm going to throw out a fun little curiosity molecule here.
Right.
Or is it a neutron? Oh. Who knows, Bob? Do you know what a BHAG is?
How do you spell it, Sue?
BHAG. Don't look it up. That doesn't count, Bob.
Doesn't count if you Google it. BHAG.
I'm having a brother at a dinner table with a phone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
actually,
no, but I still can't tell what you're saying.
Okay. A BHAG. It stands for Big, Hairy, Audacious Goals. big, hairy, audacious goals, BHAGs. So we're going to be talking about...
Big, hairy, audacious goals. Okay,
yep.
BHAGs.
A BHAG, yeah. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about being around people that have BHAGs and what that's going to do to expand you, to excite you, to balance you, and to really allow you to live in this new world of just so much excitement. I'm going to give you a very specific example in a minute, but I want to read you a testimonial coming in from one of our pod members, and that's what we do, is we get leaders ready. The pod, it stands for like a dolphin pod, swimming in these BHAGs, these big goals, big projects together, and learning what we need to learn to prepare ourselves. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that. But this is what our beautiful Dee, we're going to call her Dee, said. Words of appreciation, and it's also for Bob and you. One of the best choices that I ever made was to join Sue's classes. Today, I'm better and stronger. I'm a better and stronger leader of my life. I'm totally ready to flow my humanitarian efforts towards a regenerative world for everyone to live in. I will play my part seriously with love, compassion, strength, focus, in a giving and forgiving manner as a leader moving forward. This way, all Sue's teachings will live and thrive through me. That's so beautiful. I'm reading this kind of thoroughly for the first time. Again, reflected through my daily actions in the world, I have a deep gratitude for who Sue really is and her infinite reservoir of knowledge, compassion, creativity, and joy that she shared with us, hence fulfilling her unique role for the ones who responded to her song. That's so beautiful, Denise. Similarly, all of us on the call have responded to Bruce's song and enhanced our health with Bob's education and products. Together, these three musketeers have changed our lives week after week, battle after battle. That's so true. And for this reason, I'm writing these words of immense appreciation and gratitude for who they are and the role they are playing in these one-of-a-kind, transformational times of our planet. I am one voice. However, I'm sure... Oh, God, Sue's going to get choked up. Stop. I am sure that there are a number of people that would agree with these words and have experienced similar personal development over the years. God bless you, Sue, Bruce, and Bob. Well done, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. I will always remember you, Miss D. Isn't that the
I know who you are, Miss D. I know who you are. Yep.
I know. I just saved that as like the ultimate testimonial. It's so beautiful.
It's really good. That's so beautiful. Thank you, Dee.
So let me just read one quick thing. I know. And Jay and Kay, thank you for the birthday wishes. Message received, Jay and Kay. So tonight we're going to talk about BHAGs and why I wrote that teaching that love is really the emotion that expands intelligence, and to prepare you and to let it be known that if things don't go forward, we will be launching a new class on Monday, and I'll give you information on that. But here's why this is so important. Some of you may have heard of a man by the name of Cliff High. And Cliff High is basically, he's a data engineer. And he takes big data sets and he reads those data sets for important strategic foresight and insight into changes that are coming. And One of the things that he talked about, and this is, please look this up, very, very important. He talked about the coming hyper novelty. Hyper novelty. And what that means, and why I wrote this teaching, is that he's saying by June, what will be happening with all the GCR, the RV, new technology coming out, hospitals going away, new, all these new things, institutions falling away, people that were attached to the world being the way it was, and people having to hear about all these changes. They're going to be wonderful changes. Please understand that. But at the same time, there's going to be so much novelty, so much newness, that the practice for us is to really be grounded in Christ, be grounded in the things like a good exercise routine, really good sleep, going slow, slowing it down, and so that you can feel, you can have an inner sense, an inner knowing of how to navigate when everybody around you may be disturbed or like, it's, remember Spencer Johnson who wrote the book, Who Moved My Cheese? It, your brain reacts when it doesn't know, you know, like, oh, this happened, or this is happening. And it you pick it up from other people. So I just want to give you one quick little practice that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, you can stay centered in your Christ power and authority. And all you need to do is say, I am the power of my Christ mind and authority. I am the power of my Christ mind and authority. You can add my Christ mind, authority, and joy. And just start to practice that and start to identify with not the things outside of you and the way, you know, people may be reacting, but to be stable in what's inside of you. What's inside of you? Because when everything, I mean, we're all used to, sure, we're used to seeing, we've all been through it. But watch this too. You've had to learn, if you've gotten good at this, you've had to learn that you're watching everything outside of you to look at where it's going, right? And then you lose, you can kind of lose yourself in that. Please take responsibility and really look at that. I'm raising my hand. When, if you knew that it was happening, and then you looked outside, but you always kept coming back to yourself, you wouldn't have like gotten attached to where it was going, how much you needed it, everything like that. So that was a warm-up. This was a warm-up to teach you balancing how to have a hold on yourself and your Christ mind and authority and walk through with your peers that are really in love and open and just going with the flow, because a lot of things are going to be changing, how to do that. So find people that aren't reacting and going, did you hear what happened? And you've got to stay yes. centered in love. Otherwise, you're going to stimulate your brain with a lot of unnecessary reactivity, and it's just going to compound as the people around you are reacting. And this is going to be very true in families, in systems, in people coming in. It could be fun. It could be fun. It's like, okay, it's like you're going to be so strong that you're going to see it as a game, and you're going to say, wow, this is going to be fun to be in my joy, to be in my Christ mind authority and joy in the midst, and be and choosing how I'm going to respond to this. And you can have something happen to you. This happened to me recently, and it just made me really clear. And I made a choice. I'm going to stay clear in this. I'm going to choose the highest vibration. I'm going to be in love, but I'm going to be very, very clear. And that's what's going to really help you and support you. Be clear, be in your Christ mind and authority, and enjoy it. Don't be afraid of what's coming, but be prepared that you're going to be seeing yourself like, you know, walking in between raindrops. And you've had a lot of practice at this. That's what we've been trained to do in this. It's like, if anybody listening to this call doesn't feel like they had to learn that I'm nothing about what's going on outside of me, I'm not my circumstances, but I'm my choice to choose my Christ mind and authority and stay in joy. Okay, stay in love. Stay in presence. So I just wanted to say that. And finally, for anybody, if we get this far, I can't wait for Bruce to share his great intel.
Mm-hmm.
Next Monday, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, this is usually for, you know, the people that love learning things, the pod, that is. We will continue on a deeper, more strategic look at the wisdom of Christ, which is called the Christ-based neurolution. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about practices that will keep you so that you're experiencing higher and higher levels of joy, positivity, and being able to infuse that into your family, into your relationship, how never to dip down into, just how not to go below a certain level in your frequency so that you stay in appreciation, you stay in joy, and you can keep the energy with the people that you love and the people that you work with, so it's staying strong, it's staying stable, and it's staying coherent. The most important part is not to be rigid, but watch this. This came in today. How would you like to live as a vibrational masterpiece? How would you like your whole life to be a vibrational masterpiece, which means that because of your intention, because of the way you train your mind and your feelings, and you're so clear of what frequency, what feelings you're going to let in, what you're going to allow, what you're not going to allow, how much well-being is going to be surrounding you, and you know what's coming down the pike, you can design it so you're surrounded by loving people, adventurous loving people, people that are going to support you emotionally and appreciate you emotionally and have your back emotionally and will lift you up. That's going to be really important. How do you design a vibrational masterpiece life if you've never done it? If you've never done it, or if you don't feel like you've ever had a lot of love, a lot of support, a lot of creativity, how do you get teammates to vibrationally create a masterpiece in the way you're flowing like a group of fish? And I have to kind of take... we have that in the pod. It's a vibrational masterpiece. And we kind of know how to do that. And that's where it's going to be. It's going to be about alignment. It's going to be about vibration. It's going to be about discerning when somebody's vibration gets a little low. You know, it's a lot of that. So if you want to join that, all you have to do is come, send us an email tonight and say, say Wisdom of Christ, W-O-C. You can say W-O-C, but say it, Bruce, if you'd be kind enough. Wisdom of Christ, and that's the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of next week. And it's really finishing up. We did one class based on this. So we're going to just go a little bit deeper, and we're going to have 4 classes. And you're going to create a vibrational masterpiece for the next 5 years. But if you learn how to do that, you're going to learn how to do it for the next 500 or 1,000. That's our goal with this class, a vibrational masterpiece that's going to help to heal the world. So send it to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, at hushmail.com, and just put W-O-C 150, it's just $150, and put your name, telephone number, and that you have Zelle. And for anybody that loves taking these classes, just say, I'm in. It's like washing your hands. It's like, this is what I do. I learn new stuff. Those people, you know what to do. But for those of you that have never been to one of these classes, it's pretty exciting because it's taking you into experiences you've never had, but allowing you to get grounded in them so that they become your new normal. It's going to be normal to have vibrational mastery and to create a vibrational masterpiece in your teams, in your life, in your relationships, and all around you, so that all you see is love and all you see is a quick pivot. If something, you know, goes off a little bit, you just pivot and you turn in a new direction. But it's a practice. It's something you have to do. And so that's my offering for tonight. Oh, wow, so quick. I already got my first poster in. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Very good. Okay, Wisdom of Christ, W-O-C. Got it. Thank you, Sue. That was a really good segment and a really great teaching prior to that. So thank you. Bob, you're showing us a lot of wisdom with everything that you've brought to the Big Call, everything you've been working on through Boomers, and just in the fact that you're a valuable, very valuable resource that our listeners in Big Call Universe can contact, and they do. You know, some of them contact you by email, some by phone. But I'm excited to see what you would bring to us tonight, usually starting with testimonials. Well, let's see where you go tonight, Bob.
Yep. Yeah, sure, Bruce. It's interesting. I got this really great picture that came in the form of a testimonial, and it's this husband and wife team that sent this picture that looks like it's an old photograph, meaning the quality of it and like that. So I can't tell really if they took this a while ago or what, but I can tell you what it does say. It's a husband and wife, and they're talking about our probiotics. It says, we love all the Boomer products, and we've been taking them for years. They're really good, and we are in excellent health for our age. We are strong and healthy and love the Boomer products. And they have good customer service. We've been in the health business as partners in a clinic in Las Vegas for years, and we have never found a product as good as these.
Mm. That That's a great
That's
testimonial,
so cool,
isn't
Bob.
It? Yep.
It came
That's beautiful,
3 days
Bob.
Ago.
3 days ago. Okay.
Yep. Now, this another testimonial just came in by a woman. This came 9 hours ago. Talking about taking Boomer Boost and Barley. I began taking the dynamic combo in October 2021. I'd had a mild traumatic brain injury in 2016.
TBI.
My primary care physician told me last May 2023 that you not only know what to do, but you know how to do it. You're one in a million, and you make my job so much easier. I don't need to see you again until May of 2024. Needless to say, I must correct him when I see him again this May. I am the only me in the universe. Don't ever let yourself be sold short. Love and life force never ends. And be well.
Oh, that's so good. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And she wanted us to give her first name, which is, she says is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Two D's. D
good.
Period, D
Dee Dee.
Period.
D period, D period.
That's fun.
So those were our two testimonials. And we got a smattering
cool.
of other ones where people just put in one word. Great. Love
yeah.
this product.
Great.
It's working ever since the first day. It's working great. And so that is the testimonials. And I wanted to just say this. This research study, you know, sometimes there's research that comes out where it's like, all right, now this is what we can do, right? But
mm-hmm.
this is one that, Sue, you're going to be really interested to hear. So it turns out that these scientists were doing this research, and they were neuroscience researchers, and they're studying Alzheimer's disease. And they used live stem cells that they were able to test. They had this collection of stem cells in a dish that they had helped morph into brain cells, and they were from people with Alzheimer's disease. And what they discovered was that in Alzheimer's, when people start to lose their memory and lose cognitive functioning, that what's going on is that the connection between brain cells is deteriorating to the point where it's no longer existing. And they found out the reason for it is the Krebs cycle in the brain cell is malfunctioning, and it's not producing enough energy to maintain the connections between the brain cells. But even more interesting, they discovered a particular chemical compound that when they introduced it into the Petri dish, they started the brain cells started reconnecting, and the synapses were being restored. And it was like a 75% restoration. And the compound is called succinate, S-U-C-C-I-N-A-T-E. And they're saying that it's not a compound that people can take right now for a treatment, but they're coming up with a version of it that is going to be more absorbable that they're going to start using in animal studies. But this is the first time that scientists observed this deterioration of the connections and figured out a way to reestablish the connections. And it's a it's a breakthrough that gives hope that even if people have Alzheimer's to the point where they are, you know, not remembering things, that they can actually get completely restored.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great study, and they also mentioned that the issue in the Krebs cycle was from a mutation in a gene that was leading to this. And it's interesting because genes get mutated as time goes by. That's what happens. And they also get, you know, they get damaged from free radical damage, which is creating these so-called mutations, which are really damaged genes. And so now Krebs cycle stops working properly. And we know that the biggest reason why people get damage to their genes is from inflammation. And so knowing, you know, what we know from this new study, it just kind of adds more credence to the fact that people really need to know what their inflammation is, and they need to know how to get it down so that they don't end up having these genetic mutations and getting Alzheimer's disease. And they say that 95% of all disease is caused by inflammation. And certainly with this knowledge now about these genetic mutations and damaging the capability of the mitochondria to make enough energy to keep the brain cells alive, it just tells us once again, it's a good thing to know what your inflammation is, and it's a good thing to know what to do to get it down.
Mm.
And so that, Bruce, that was it. That was the research study I wanted to talk about. There's other really great ones that are going on, other amazing studies that are happening in all different fields. But also wanted to say that, speaking of brains, and Sue will like this one too, there's a woman who lives up in Marietta, Georgia, and she started a neurobiofeedback center there, and she also helped about 30 other people start neurobiofeedback centers that she helped train them and licensed her protocols to them and like that. And she's opening one up in St. Petersburg, and she started the training of her new licensee to begin doing neurobiofeedback right about 10 blocks from my office. And tomorrow, I'm going over there, and I volunteered to have my brain scanned and while Melissa, the lady came down from Georgia, trains her new person in how to do neurobiofeedback brain scans. So tomorrow, I get to have a complete scan of all the brain waves in each different part of my brain to see what it looks like against the norms and to see if there's anything that is out of place where a certain area of the brain that's supposed to be vibrating in theta at a particular time of day, and maybe it's not. I'd had a couple of head traumas when I was younger, and they said that quite often they will continue for your whole life if you don't do something about it. So I'm going to go see if that's the case. But for anybody that's around this area, the Tampa Bay area, if you're listening, they're opening this new center where people won't have to drive now all the way to Sarasota to get that type of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll let you know what they found in my brain if we have another call.
Wow.
Okay.
Brave.
Interesting, Bob.
Brave, Bob.
Brave. Thank you, Bob. That's really cool. Well, I know there's a lot of good gray matter up there, Bob. There's a lot of wisdom in that noggin of yours. And very cool, very cool. That'll be great for Melissa and the clinic down there in St. Pete. Anything else that you want to bring up, Bob?
No, just that, you know, we're just getting to the end of the month here. So if people want to get collagen, it's still buy one, get one half off. So
that's good.
Go ahead and do that within the next day or two before we stop the sale.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's let them know to get to that sale and all the other products on the website. First, go to bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you land on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website, so you click on it, and it'll take you right into the Boomers website, and then you can see the various products and explanations, product descriptions, and then you'll see the sale on collagen, buy one, get one half off. So take advantage of that, and that'll probably go through tomorrow, and who knows if it'll go into the first few days or not of February. I don't know if it will, but we'll see. So check that out. Also, if you want to give a call, if anybody's interested in the circulation mat, information about that, all they need to do is call, and that number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So, Bob, that's great. All right. Thank you for that. Did we get a time hack?
10-10.
10-10.
10-10.
Stereo.
Okay. Synchronicity, 10-10. John, 10-10.
Stereo.
Stereo. Stereo is good. I like stereo. I got my stereo headset on. All right. Let's. I got Bob in my left ear and Sue in my right. All right. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. And we look forward to many, many great things from Boomers in our future. So let's get into some intel. Let's figure this thing out. I did figure out when we did not get notified today, I thought, because I was expecting it around noon. I thought we'd get this thing around lunchtime. That's what we were told. That's what we were told. It didn't happen. And so I started concentrating on that and sort of thinking in my mind, why not? And I came up with what seemed to be a reasonable explanation for it. So I'll go into that in a minute. But we're in a very good space. But let's just talk about what is coming. And this is what made me think of the timing. Because I had heard, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, let's see, Monday. Because I get intel every day. Some days more than others. I think Saturday is a really good intel day. Sometimes Sunday. You just never know. So we had heard over the weekend and reiterated yesterday that the R&R, Restitution and Reclamation Allowance, which I shortened to R&R for obvious reasons, the R&R is supposed to start February 1st through the 7th. And that's for the older folks, 61 or 62, I don't know which it is, 61 or 62 and older and up as a lump sum payment. Okay? So that's coming in the first week of February. We thought it would be December. We thought it would be January. It wasn't either one, but I'm being told that it will be February 1st through the 7th. Now, the increase in Social Security we've talked about has not happened. There was a little cost of living allowance increase, a COLA increase of 3.8%, something like that, that we did get in the month of January. But not the real increase we were looking for, okay? And what we've heard is that that will occur in February on our regular Social Security days. I don't know if the increase is going to come as a separate payment or whether it's going to come with our normal Social Security payment as an increase. But we understand that the increase plus your whatever you're getting now is not to exceed around 4,900 and change, 49 something, not quite 5,000, which will be a big bump. That's a big, you know, amount to receive for Social Security. Now, so that's Social Security increase and R&R taking place in February. And the lump sum payments for R&R for seniors, let's call them 62 and older. I don't even feel like a senior. 62 and older is going to come as a lump sum. And it's going to be substantial. If you're older, if you're in your 80s, 90s, it's going to be big even if you're in your 70s. It's going to be a big lump sum payment. All right. Now, we understood that the R&R starts at the age of 42 to age 61. Let's put that in a category, 42 to 61. And I'm sure that that might get divided further. But what I'm hearing is when it comes to that age group, we're hearing that the payout on that would come monthly over a 10-year period or a 15-year period monthly. And anybody that's in that age group has to sign a document that says that they agree to continue working at their job, if they have a job. And if they don't have a job, they would agree to get a job and still receive that in order to receive that R&R. Just
Bruce,
a thought.
Can I interrupt?
For those that are,
can I interrupt?
Well,
it's
I don't know.
42 to 62. That group is now 42 to 62.
Well, I'm going to say 61 because I think 62 is where the lump sum comes in.
Okay.
I think 42 to 61 is that
Thank
group,
you.
And I know who you're thinking about. So they're going to receive that monthly either over a 10-year period or over a 15-year period. And I'm thinking they may skew that so that the younger you are, the longer the payout is, the older you are in that group, in that 42 to 61 group, they may subdivide it again, is what I'm trying to say, to go 10 years for the older and 15 years for the youngest. I don't know how they'll do it. That's just my own perception of what they might do. All right? Now, that takes care of R&R. And will it all happen for all age groups in the first week? I don't know. I just know that the 62 and older lump sum is supposed to go to the bank account where we receive our Social Security. Okay? It's not part of Social Security, but it's something that we should receive in that bank account by direct deposit. If you're not getting Social Security yet, they're supposed to send you a certified or registered letter, and then you would indicate Maybe they're even going to send you to a website. I don't know where you're going to go and how that's going to go. But if you're not currently getting Social Security, you'll have to indicate back to them the account number and information like that. Because many people aren't going to get their Social till they're 70 and a half. You know, a lot of us got it a little earlier because we know the time value of money, and we went with that instead. But a lot of people retire at 65, they take it at 65. I get it. I get it. But it's going to go up for everybody. But I'll tell you what, we'll see how long Social Security, as we know it, lasts. Because I think they're going to make a change on that too. But since I don't have the details on it, I'm not going to go there. All right, let's go back. We talked about February the 1st through the 7th being when the R&R is going to kick in, at least for 62 and older. Now, what's interesting about that, notice it starts on the 1st of February, which is Thursday, this Thursday, 2 days away. Doesn't mean we'll get it all on the 1st, but I think what it means is somewhere between the 1st and the 7th, it's going to take place. Now, what's interesting about that? Beginning of the month, first day of the month, I started thinking, meditating on why we didn't get notified today, and we were told by some pretty good sources it would be today. Didn't happen. So I started thinking, wait a minute. Today's the 30th. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. They're not going to start this thing and let us get exchanged until the 1st of the month, which is Thursday, the 1st of Feb. And I started thinking about it, meditating on that. And I thought, you know, I'll bet you a dollar to a glazed donut. That's what we get. Well, sure enough, Intel came in, an hour and a half before the big call start. I got the call I was looking for. It did confirm to me from Wells Fargo sources, both Redemption Center and bank, that we would be notified tomorrow, the 31st, which is Wednesday, after 1:30 p.m. And I went, bingo, if we get notified after 1:30, we ain't going until Thursday. So we'll get our 800 numbers after 1:30. Now, I don't know if it's tight to 1:30 or if it's later in the day. I don't know. I just know it's after 1:30. That's the only thing we could get. After 1:30 p.m., that's Eastern time. And we should be getting that at the same time in each time zone. So let's just say it happens to be 2 o'clock. Let's just pick a number. Let's say it's 2 o'clock Eastern. It'll be 2 o'clock Central. It'll be 2 o'clock Mountain Time. And it'll be 2 o'clock Pacific. And probably 2 o'clock Alaska, 2 o'clock Hawaii. Now, I don't know that it's going to be that time. I'm saying, for example, if it were. So everybody will get it an hour apart, starting with the East Coast. Well, East Coast girls are hip. Okay, forget it. All right, so Sue is an East Coast girl. Bob is an East Coast guy. They should be getting those numbers an hour before those Midwest girls and guys get it, like me.
Or Mid-South,
which is what I call it. Yeah, nobody calls it. Well, it's used that. It's used occasionally as Mid-South. But here's the beauty of it. I saw that, and I thought, wait a minute. They're going to start this thing with notifications tomorrow, Wednesday, and allow us to set our appointments for the 1st of February, which is Thursday, Charlie Ward's day. And I think that's what I got from these Wells Fargo sources today, and I'm going with it. I think it sounds correct. But they would start it on the first day of the month for exchanges. So I'm going with that. I'm not calling it, but I'm suggesting this is where the intel is leading us. All right, let's see if there's anything else I can bring up that's material to us going. Remember that 55-page booklet that I told you guys about that would tell us who not to give money to after we exchange and so on? I am not sure we're going to get that. I was told yesterday that no longer applies. But here's the thing, the reason why I think it's not going to happen for us to get that 55-page booklet of who not to give money to. They're tracking, hi Ninja Kitty, they are tracking every single transaction, Wire, Zelle, whatever we do, they are tracking all of it in the quantum financial system. Every money that goes, hey, here's Ninja. Come on in, Ninja. Can I do the big call with a kitty on my lap? Yes, I can. So here's the thing. By tracking all of every transaction that goes out, what it's telling us is they know where the money's going. They know where it's going. They know, and they can track, and they can keep track of where we sent it. So they're looking to keep an eye on that. And you know what? If we're sending funds to the wrong places, they will know. We will get a warning, and they will stop the transaction from going through. So first time that happens, you send it to the wrong place, it stopped, doesn't go to the final destination, and you're warned. It's a warning. Second time that happens, it's not going to go, and you would have that. I don't know if they're going to block the funds or what they're going to do. In other words, they're going to watch every dang thing we do and wherever we send monies. So you better know up front who you're giving to and whether they're a reputable organization or company or person, or you risk having those funds frozen. So, you know, buyer beware. Beware of this possibility. All right, beyond that, we did this a few calls back where I kept saying, wait, stop, wait a minute, don't forget this, don't forget that. I'm not going to do that again. That's probably too much anyway. But I really think what's cool is that when we go in, we don't want to get there more than 10 minutes early. It's okay to be on time or a few minutes early, but don't get there more than 10 minutes early for your appointment time. Okay? Because they're going to get you in, get you out in 30 minutes. Unless you're a bondholder that's bringing bonds, sheet bonds, not talking about the ZIM now, talking about sheet bonds or boxes of bonds. If you have those, let them know when you set your appointment that you have those, and they will allot an extra 10 minutes for you for that. So instead of a 30-minute appointment, you're now looking at a 40-minute appointment. This is all theoretical, because that's what they're telling us they're going to do. I think it's awfully tight to get all that done in 30 or 40 minutes. But we'll see. They're supposed to be super fast. I remember trying to set up one account with a bank, and it took probably an hour and a half just to set up one account. It was ridiculous. But this is the hoops that we were going through. Now, they're going to know who we are before we get there, for the most part, unless you're a ZIM holder that's been gifted Zim. Okay, let's talk about rates. We can't talk about them, but let's talk around it. Rates are solid on the Zim, just like I've been talking about for years. You know what one-to-one means, don't you? You know what on-par means, right? One-to-one. On-par means one-to-one. By the way, our USN, our new dollar, has been out since about last Thursday. And it was traded on the Forex and on bank screens starting Sunday evening at 5 on Forex and Sunday night internationally. Also, the dinar, the new Iraqi dinar. We sometimes call it NID or IQN, Iraqi dinar new. That international rate was out and tradable. We think it was a week ago Sunday, but for sure it was put out last Sunday and traded on the Forex for sure. So I think Iraq, as we understand it, is done. I know they were celebrating. There was some other detail that I meant to get today about what was going on in Iraq that I did not get for this call. We'll have to see when that comes back. But I know that they're really moving forward on the cleanup on aisle 3, 4, 5, etc. There might be a little bit left to go, but it's not much. I think we're going to be moving forward, like I said, with notifications tomorrow afternoon, and then exchanges and redemption of Zim should start on Thursday. All right. If you have registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, you're all set. We will be sending out an email to those that want to get the 800 number. That'll go out in a, an email blast. And if you've put your email on our website, use it to register, you'll be getting emails in the future from us about our projects, okay, about where we are on Rebuild America, what's happening on Rebuild International, where we're going on the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network that we're going to create. Those informations, as our German friends would say, would be coming out not too long after we get started. But we all have things to do, you guys. We've all got to set up accounts, pay off debts, do personal debts primarily, we've got to consider whether we're buying properties, whether we're going to buy a new car or two, whether we're moving or not, all of those things. There's a lot to do in the first couple of months, but I hope that we can get out to you guys a progress report and possibly a way for you to get started with Rebuild America in the first month, I'm going to say, after this goes, in the first month. I'm not going to try to set unrealistic expectations, but I do want people, remember I said how many years ago now, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more, maybe 7, 8 years ago, I talked about looking for 5,000 big call listeners to help me and volunteer to help me on Rebuild America throughout the United States. Why 5,000? Because we still have 50 states, right now at least, 50 states, 100 communities, towns, or cities in each state as an average, just as an average, that we would want to try to help rebuild. It might be more in some states, could be less in other states. It's just going to be whatever it is. But many of you have told me that you plan to help do that. And I think that's terrific. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll probably do some regional get-togethers in certain states when it becomes the time to do that. We'll get together regionally, and then we'll be able to maybe see Sue dancing in the street at our Big Call dance party. That'll be fun.
I mean, I get to travel with my deck and my assistants and play some tunes and then get out and dance with everybody. That's yep. The image. Okay.
Yep, that's kind of the image, yeah. And of course, okay. I get first dibs on first dance, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I think it'll be fun. I think Sue would have a blast, and we would all enjoy her presence and Bob and maybe even me. So we'll see. Guys, Sue has got this new class resuming next
Monday,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's what, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th?
Yep.
Of
as long as the numbers are not here. Yep, as long as the
long
numbers
as
are not out.
The numbers have not come out. So obviously I think they will be, but we'll see. We've been faked out before. Let's see what happens. But if you're interested, send Sue an email. You send it to her tonight. Just send it to Integrated Minds, Integrated, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. And in that subject line, put Wisdom of Christ or WOC 150. It's $150 for 4 hour-and-a-half classes starting Monday. So send that off to her. Make sure that you have your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email and that you can send the funds by Zelle. Z-E-L-L-E, Zelle, which even I can do. So I know you guys know how to do it by now. That's really everything, I think, that I had intended to bring out tonight. We got a little bit on the R&R. We talked about that. We know it's going to be a chunk. For you guys that are 65, 70, 80 years old, it's going to be a chunk. Now, it's not Zim money. Okay, or even close to it, but it is a nice piece of change, okay? So don't be surprised when that hits your account. Kind of semi-start looking for it on the first through the 7th if you're 62 and older. It should, and if you're getting Social Security. If you're not getting it yet, you'll have to probably sign something that comes in the mail to you to fill out as far as what account your account information is. That's all I have for tonight that I wanted to say. Let's pray the call out. And let's look forward to getting those numbers after 1:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. That's what we're being told. I'm only telling you what I'm getting. We have to go with that, all right? And I'm looking forward to this, just like y'all are. All right, let's pray this call out. Lord God, we thank you for the information that we have tonight. We thank you for the fact that we're reaching so many people around the globe. Thank you for the SAT team. Thank you for Big Call Universe. Thank you for Sue and Bob and GCK and Jeannie and also Pastor Scott and everybody that is behind the scenes for us getting this thing done. Thank you for the opportunities that we have moving forward. Thank you for the new life that we're going to walk into, the technologies that are coming, and thank you that we are at a junction point, at a crossroads, to let things go from our past that no longer serve us, but to move aggressively, boldly into our new future. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, and thank you for the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you guys. You've got what I got. Have a great night tonight, and let's see what tomorrow afternoon brings. All right? God bless you all.